Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Camtek fourth quarter and year-end 2011 results conference call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded February 21st, 2012. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Kenny Green of CCG Investor Relations. Mr. Green, would you like to begin?
Thank you, operator. Good day to all of you. I'd like to welcome all of you to Camtek's fourth quarter and full year 2011 results conference call, and I would like to thank Camtek's management for hosting this call. You should have all received the press release. If you have not, please check Camtek's website at www.camtek.co.il. With us on the line today are Mr. Roy Perrot, Camtek's CEO, and Mr. Moshe Eisenberg, the company's CFO. Roy will start the call by discussing recent developments within the company and in the market, and will also discuss the outlook. Moshe will give the overview of Camtek's performance in the fourth quarter and summarize the financial results. Before we begin, may I remind our listeners that certain information provided on this call are internal company estimates unless otherwise specified. In addition, this call may contain forward-looking statements. These forward-looking statements are only predictions and may change as time passes. Statements on this call are made as of today, and the company undertakes no obligation to update any of the forward-looking statements contained herein, whether as a result of new information, future events, changes in expectations, or otherwise. Investors are reminded that actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing industry and market trends, reduced demand for services and products, the timing of development of new services and products and their adoption by the market, increased competition in the industry and price reductions, as well as due to other risks identified in the company's filings with the SEC. Please note that the safe harbor statement in today's press release also covers the contents of this conference call. In addition, during this call, certain non-GAAP financial measures will be discussed. These are used by management to make strategic decisions, forecast future results, and evaluate the company's current performance. Management believes that the presentation of non-GAAP financial measures are useful to investors' understanding and assessment of the company's ongoing core operations and prospects for the future. A full reconciliation of the non-GAAP to GAAP financial measures are included in today's press release. We will then open the call, and we're happy to start the questions at the end. I'll now hand the call over to Roy. Roy, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Kenny. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us. We ended 2011 with an all-time record year on our top line. Although our business dropped in the fourth quarter compared to last quarter, we are optimistic with our long-term outlook for the business moving forward. I'm also very pleased with our collection and positive operating cash flow. Our continued growth depends on two factors. The demand in our two core businesses of back-end semiconductor inspection and PCB inspection, where we enjoy a number one leading and number two position respectively, and our rate of penetration in our new three new product lines. I will give more details on each one later. I have to emphasize that in the product line in which we enjoy a 30%-40% market share, there is nowhere to hide if the market drops, while in a new product line that our yearly target is to sell less than 10 tools a year, the overall market conditions have much less influence on our ability to meet our goals. Looking ahead into 2012, we do expect to continue to strengthen our position in the three new product lines. However, the question at hand is the extent of the slowdown in our core markets compared to our ability to grow the business with the three new product lines. The answer to this will determine our ability to continue and show top-line growth on a year-over-year in 2012. Although we do not give yearly guidance and our visibility into the second half of 2012 is limited, we do have indications that the end of the fourth quarter and the beginning of the first quarter are the bottom of the cycle for our businesses. Although the visibility in our core business of back-end semiconductor and PCB inspection is normally limited to 4 to 8 weeks, we do see indications of demand picking up in the second quarter of 2012. In In our business, continuing the investment in R&D is necessary to maintain and improve our competitive position, and some product development projects take years of investment until new product is born. At the end of 2011, we launched 3 new products in both our PCB and semiconductor businesses. Such significant milestones do not come into place very often, and we expect these new products to be an important milestone in our long-term growth plan. We do need to keep in mind that the introduction of a new product line did have a one-time effect on inventory write-offs, on which Moshe will elaborate later on. I would like to provide a closer look at our markets. In the fourth quarter, we had a drop in our semiconductor revenues, mainly as a result of a drop in our back-end inspection products. The majority of our drop in the business related to repeat orders that are capacity-driven in the back-end, while we still enjoyed a variety of technology buys. We did have a few push-outs in the first quarter, although looking into the second quarter, we see demand improving. The improving demands are coming from various IDMs and OSATs, mainly in Asia. Looking now to our front-end semiconductor business that includes the macro inspection tool Gannet and the exact sample prep tool. As we indicated, these two products are our engine for growth going forward. We are very active in both of these areas and expect our future growth to come from these products. In the fourth quarter, we recognized revenues for one more exact tool, although this time it was the newly launched exact 200. This newer version of exact allows us to achieve sample preparation of a specific site with a very high resolution stamp. We ended 2011 with 7 installed exact tools at 6 different customers, 5 of which are top 10 leading players that have evaluated the exact technology, recognized its value proposition, and purchased the tools. Obviously, our challenge is looking forward is expanding the install base and recognition of this new revolutionary technology. We believe that as the investment in the 22 nanometers and 14 nanometers take off, our position in the market will improve. Looking at the PCB inspection business, we witnessed a sharp decline in demand for our product in the fourth quarter. During the quarter, most of the PCB customers were running a relatively low utilization compared to the first 3 quarters of 2011. Expansion plans were put on hold or pushed out. We are a few weeks after the Chinese New Year, and indications are of a slow ramp-up in utilization that would most likely come into play in the second half of 2012. The launch of our new AOI Phoenix is advancing as planned, and we have recognized revenues from the first few tools sold. We believe the Phoenix platform will bring a major performance advantage in inspection to leading-edge customers. The Phoenix technology brings an affordable value proposition to our customers that will be willing to pay more and get more. As this new platform gains traction in the field, we expect an improvement in gross margins from our PCB inspection products. Finally, I'd like to update you with the status of our direct material deposition business, or DMD for short. We have launched this product for sale in November, and we are currently active in pursuing the first tool sales. We expect to obtain the first conditional orders in the next few months, although I do not expect this new product will have a significant influence on our 2012 top line. I do think each and every installation will symbolize a significant milestone in improving market acceptance of the technology. We do need to keep in mind this is a revolutionary technology and the sales cycle is long. We also need to keep in mind that the great potential of this new business still holds risk, and until we have multiple tools running in production, we can't eliminate this risk completely. We will keep you updated as things evolve. To summarize, we've had a great 2011, our best ever on the top line. I think 2011 symbolizes that we are on the right path and headed in the right direction. The market in 2012 has started off challenging. Our main 2012 challenges are in the front-end semiconductor sample preparation, new market penetration with the Exact 200, and in the proof of technology feasibility for the GreenJet products in the PCB market. Given the tougher market, we are carefully examining and keeping tight control over our level of expenses, and to the extent needed, we will make the necessary adjustments in our cost structure. I believe that Camtek is in a good position in its traditional two vertical businesses, back-end semi and PCB. The fact that we have passed one more milestone with the GreenJet product should start to have its effect on the business in 2012. As I've mentioned in the past, the diversification in our business will allow us to continue to grow. In the fourth quarter, we were able to sustain a 30% drop in business and still not lose money on an operating level or burn cash. While keeping in mind our operational model includes a very high investment in new ventures that are, yes, yielding proportional top-line income. Finally, with regards to our outlook of Q1 2012, given the weakness in the market, we expect revenues between $17 to $19 million. Having said that, we do see things starting to improve going into the second quarter. I would like now to hand over the call to Moshe to review the financials. Moshe.
Thank you, Roy, and hello, everyone. You can find the results in the press release issued earlier today. Revenues for the fourth quarter of 2011 were $21.1 million. This is compared with $29.7 million in the prior quarter, which was our all-time record quarter, and $25.4 million in the fourth quarter of 2010. Revenues from sales and service to the semiconductor manufacturing and packaging industries were 60%, amounted to $12.6 million. With regards to PCB and IC substrate, we generated $8.5 million in revenues during the quarter, contributing about 40% of our total revenue. Our geographical breakdown of the revenues for the quarter was total Pacific Rim region 80%, which consists of China 28%, Taiwan 14%, and the rest of Asia 38%. US accounted for 8% of our revenue, Europe 7%, and 5% for the rest of the world. Just summarizing our revenues on a full year basis, 2011 was a record year for us with revenues of $107 million compared with $87.8 million in 2010, a growth of 22%. I will now summarize the rest of our results on a non-GAAP basis, which mainly exclude amortization of intangible assets and reevaluation of liabilities with respect to the acquisitions of Stella and Printar, share-based compensation, and a write-off of inventory amounting to $685,000, the large portion of which is related to discontinued product lines following the introduction of Phoenix, the new PCB tool. The reconciliation between GAAP and non-GAAP results appears in the tables at the end of the press release issued earlier today. Gross profit for the quarter totaled $8.9 million, representing a gross margin of 42.1%. This is compared to $13.5 million for gross margin of 45.5% in the previous quarter and $12 million or 47.2% in the fourth quarter of 2010. The reduction in gross margin compared with the prior quarter is primarily due to the lower revenue level as we have certain production and service related expenses included in the cost of goods sold, which are fixed. For the year, gross profit was $48.6 million, a gross margin of 45.4%, compared with a gross profit of $39.3 million, or gross margin of 44.8% last year. Operating expenses in the quarter were $8.8 million, compared to operating expenses of $9.5 million in the previous quarter and $9.9 million in the fourth quarter of last year. We are continuously focusing on keeping tight control over our operating expenses, especially during quarters where we see lower revenue levels. I know that our operating income break-even point on revenue is currently between the $21 to $23 million level, depending on product mix and timing of some of our operating expenses. Operating income for the fourth quarter of 2011 was $115,000 compared to an operating income of $4.2 million in the previous quarter and an operating income of $2.3 million in the fourth quarter of 2010. For the year, operating income was $10.5 million or 9.8% of revenues compared with 6.4% or 6.7% of revenue in 2010. Our net loss for the fourth quarter of 2011 was $500,000 or $0.02 per share compared to a net income of $3.4 million, or 11 cents per share in the previous quarter, and a net income of $2.1 million, or 7 cents per share in the fourth quarter of 2010. For the year, we reported a net income of $8.9 million, or 8.3% of revenues, compared with $5.7 million, or 6.6% of revenue in 2010. Cash and cash equivalents and short-term deposits as of December 31, 2011, was $26.3 million, including approximately $7 million of bank loans, compared with $14.7 million, which included $5.1 million in restricted deposits and approximately $2.6 million of bank loans as of December 31, 2010. We generated a positive operating cash flow of $8.2 million during the fourth quarter. This was a result of improved processes as well as placing increasing focus on collections in the quarter. For the year, the company generated a positive operating cash flow of $9.8 million. Our DSO is 110 days based on our current level of revenue, same as in the previous quarter. We will now open the call for questions. Operator?
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. The first question is from Jay Srivatsa of Chardan Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Good morning, and congratulations on finishing out the year. My first question, and you've commented somewhat about this, is that several companies have commented about Q1 being the bottom of the semiconductor market. What is your view, and when do you expect to see order activity pick up?
Okay. Hi, Jay. Well, you know, we're talking in terms of quarters, but I think we kind of get a sense of break it down to months. I think really the end of the fourth quarter, we really felt a drop in the business, and the beginning of the first quarter, where we are right now, we feel relatively weak. I think the first quarter should be the bottom of the cycle that we see. And keeping in mind, there is a shift in time between front-end activity and back-end activity. So at least we're seeing first indications of a few capacity repeat orders that we will probably deliver at the end of this quarter and the beginning of the second quarter. So again, truthfully, our visibility going into the second half is very limited. But in general, the business conditions, the utilization that we see is picking up. You know, for example, we have a very large install base in the PCB side of our business, and we normally monitor the utilization of our tools, of our existing tools, our existing install base. And from a PCB side, for example, we see maybe a 10% up in utilization from in the last, let's say, 2 months. So things do look better, I think, going into the second quarter. So if I had to guess, and it is a guess, obviously we're depending a lot on global environment, but if things continue as we see them right now, I would definitely say that the first quarter will probably be our bottom.
Thank you. And then just in terms of Q1 guidance, are you seeing weakness in semiconductors or PCBs, or is it a bit of both?
I think a bit of both. I think a bit of both. As I've said, booking is a little bit higher right now towards the end of the quarter, I think, but most of the orders we're getting right now will probably deliver only in the second quarter. And the PCB is relatively flat. I don't see a big increase in PCB. Keeping in mind that, you know, up until a few weeks ago, we waited for the Chinese New Year, a few weeks passed after the Chinese New Year, and I don't really see a significant change in our PCB business. So I would say in both in general, back end and PCB.
Okay. And then finally, competitively, has the landscape changed much at all during this downturn?
No, I don't think there's a significant change. Obviously, we follow our competitors' reporting, and I think it's pretty consistent of what they're reporting and where we stand. We follow it quarter by quarter, and I don't think there's any significant change in the competitive market share position point of view. It's very stable.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your questions. And again, congratulations on finishing out the year.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
The next question is from Sean Shaitman of Shelter Rock Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? Just a, I guess, a follow-up to try to understand. I guess the initial thing I was wondering is, do you give a book-to-bill ratio? What was the book-to-bill?
No, we don't give book-to-bill ratio. We don't. Sorry.
Okay. And just secondly, it sounds like you're saying that things are getting better, and we've seen that in some of your competitors. Rudolph reported a pretty strong order increase, and a number of other ones. And so, it actually seems like you're being conservative on your guidance. Would you say that that's extra conservative, given what we're seeing throughout the industry?
Obviously, in times where the markets are a little bit crazy, we call the guidance as we see it. So I don't think we're, I don't know if to say conservative or not conservative. It depends on your point of view. Depends on. I think we feel comfortable with our guidance.
It just seems, given a lot of pretty much almost all of the competitors are saying things are going to be increasing next quarter, and yet you're guiding for a sales decline. So there, it seems to be a disconnect based on the industry conditions.
I think and I do listen to others, to our competitors, the conference call. I think we need to differentiate between front-end play and back-end play. At the end, these chips, if you make silicon, you're going to need to assemble this and package it. So I think the increase of most of the players in this industry that are in the front end, you're right, they're already in Q4, showed an increase in the business. But even if you look at our main competitors and you listen to their calls, they definitely said that they don't see, they said second half. I'm saying a little bit before the second half, we're going to see an increase, at least in the back end. I think there is a difference. There is a time gap between when markets go up or go down, between front end and back end. There is a big difference in time, at least. So most front-end players already in the fourth quarter showed improving business, and going from the fourth quarter to the first quarter also showed improving business. But I think back-end players, and again, our front-end business is still related to the new product, and it's not that significant. Hopefully, in the long term, it will be more significant as the new products come in. But right now, if we focus at back-end, I don't think the players in the back end have shown yet an improvement in the first quarter.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. If there are any additional questions, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. Please stand by while we pull for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Porat to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available on Camtek's website, www.camtek.co.il, beginning tomorrow. Mr. Porat, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Just want to thank everybody for participating in the call, and thank you very much.
Thank you. This concludes the Camtek fourth quarter and year-end 2011 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.